Hello.
Hey, Coach, how you doing today?
Great. How you doing?
I have a couple emails first.
Coach, first off, can you just talk about the importance of the game this week? Two teams, both in first place in the divisions.
Well, it's obviously a great opportunity for both teams, both clubs. We know the magnitude of the ball game, but it is the next ball game. That's why it's the most important ball game. There's obviously ramifications there, but we're really just trying to stick to the process and do the best job that we can of preparing and taking care of what we need to take care of and what we can control and prepare as best we can for a great Patriots team.
What have you seen from Tom Brady in the last five games in particular, Coach?
Oh, same thing I've seen for a number of years. Faced Tom a lot. And, he's a great, great player and a great competitor, and arm talent has not dropped off. I mean, he still makes all the throws, manages the game extremely well, handling everything at the line of scrimmage, and he finds a way to, he gets in the offense in the right play, 99.9% of the time, manages bad plays. He's taking care of the football. They're number one National Football League and turnover margin right now at plus 12, and I think they've only given it away six times. And so he's doing a great job of managing the game and taking care of the football and getting the ball to his playmakers.
With regard to taking care of the football, how would you characterize Andrew Luck's development and progress this year in that category?
Well, certainly we were, we did a really good job, last year. It's something that everybody emphasizes. We emphasize it all the time. There's no bigger tell other than the score that, winning the turnover battle in wins and losses. Certainly we've had, a hiccup here or there. But, again, a year ago we were excellent. We were number one in the league and fewest number of giveaways. And, we've had a couple here and there, and so it's something that obviously we pay close attention to, and it's going to play a huge factor, obviously in our success. We're well aware of, the last two ball games versus this club that we haven't done a good enough job, obviously, of taking care of the football and give obviously the Patriots credit, for forcing those turnovers. So we got to be better.
With Andrew, there's a lot of rookies that start their first game, and a lot of them don't last. And what's been the key to him being able to just remain a starter since day one?
Yeah, I mean, the guy obviously came in, with all the measurables, physical, mental, all the intangible. He's a great, great competitor. He's a brilliant guy. He's a smart guy. He's very passionate about the game. He's, like I said, he's a great competitor, and he's able to, put things behind him if things don't go according to plan. He's one of those guys. He's like a great corner that's got to have amnesia. You're gonna give up a play here and there, but you got to be able to put it behind you. And probably like Tom, I mean, he's a tireless worker, and he spends a lot of time, working at his craft and studying the game, and I think things are, slowing down for him, have slowed down for him quite a bit, but he's his competitive drive, is all the talents there, but he's a great, great competitor, and he probably hates losing more than he likes winning.
There's a, I guess, for lack of a better term, trend towards bigger receivers in the league right now, and yet T.Y. Hilton, certainly one of the best. What stands out to you about him?
Yeah, he's a playmaker, and he's got a great skill set, unbelievable, football instincts and awareness. Finds a way, to get behind the secondary, and everybody, fully. I know they're aware of, his talent and his speed, but he does a great job of finding a way to still get behind people, and he can take the top off the defense, and you know, he can catch a shallow, you know, shallow crosser and turn it into a huge play, and you know, the guy's just a special talent, and again, he's got, you know, he's got great instincts and a great skill set.
What do you see different from the Patriots secondary with Browner and Revis compared to what you saw in the playoffs last year?
Well, they've always, you know, been good back there, and they've always had playmakers back there, and they got, you know, two great ones and the two guys that you just mentioned, and you know, I look at the rest of the guys, you know, Butler coming in and playing well, and you know, Arrington, and you know, of course, McCourty and Chung. I mean, they got a great unit back there, and obviously, you know, Matt Patricia and the defensive staff, they do a great job, and they're very well coached. They're very aggressive. You know, they do a great job of disguising. They do a great job in coverage. They get their hands on you. They make it very, very difficult. They force you to not only, you know, they force the quarterback to do a ton of thinking, you know, pre-snap and post. You know, they make you work, and that's a credit to that group and the coaching, and then they make it awful difficult. You gotta throw it into tight coverage, because they're gonna be all over you, and they do a great job of it.
Chuck, how would you characterize the state of your defense right now?
You know, we've had a hiccup here or there, but I think we're starting to see, you know, what we envisioned when we first got together in 2012. Starting to get to the point where, you know, we've had some performances, some outings that we're very, very proud of. But you know, you're only as good as your last ball game, and you know, we're headed in the right direction. We got a great group of guys. Greg Minuski, defensive coordinator, our defense staff do a great job with them. But we got a good group of guys that love football and are passionate about football, and you know, we've made a ton of progress. You know, going into our, you know, our third season, and I think we're headed in the right direction. Certainly, there's always going to be things that you want to get better at, and you get prove on and be more consistent. But certainly, think we're headed in the right direction.
The Patriots didn't have Rob Gronkowski in that playoff game last year. How do you see their offense looking different now this year compared to before that playoff game?
Obviously, you know, had playmakers, you know, a year ago, and you know, he just only makes them, you know, more of a nightmare, if you want to put it that way. I mean, obviously, you know, Tom and Edelman on the same page, as well as Gronk and you know, LaFell and Amendola and you know, Wright comes in and makes plays, and you know, the two runner, you know, running backs are doing a great job. They're having success on the ground, and you know, and Tom's spreading the ball around, but you know, Rob's a matchup nightmare, and it's all hands on deck to try to make sure that you know, that guy doesn't wreck a game, and you see everybody trying to do that, but he finds a way to make unbelievable plays. He's a great player, you know, and they got a bunch of skill guys that are making great plays.
Chuck, the vast majority of Rob Gronkowski's catches have come when he's had a free release off the line. What are the challenges of deciding to let him go free, or to try to man up on him?
Yeah, again, that's you gotta make a decision, you know, because there's other guys, you know, to tend to. You know, you always go in saying you gotta stop the run, and you got other you know, problems out there, you know, to take care of, and he's one of them. And so, the more weapons that you have, certainly we're gonna face a team that's got a ton of them, you know, at the skill position. And so, you know, I know that, you know, given free access and all those kind of things, that that he can do a ton of damage, you know, to your defense. And so, we've got to do as good a job as we can of trying to find, you know, the right matchups and you know, try to figure out a way to. You're never gonna stop a guy like that, but hopefully just slow him down enough to where he doesn't wreck the game on you.
Clyde Christensen, your quarterback's coach, has a local connection here. He, part of his career was spent in Worcester at Holy Cross, and I was wondering if you could speak to what the work he's done with you and with Andrew.
Well, he's been outstanding, and really fortunate that when I got the job here that we were able to, you know, keep Clyde, and he's been here a long, long time. He's been a staple here for a long, long time, and he's done a great job, you know, with Andrew and his development. And, great coach and better person, and really feel really fortunate that he's part of our program.